Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is my good friend Sam Roberts down in Houston, Texas, who has Roberts Carpets and Fine Floors. Sam, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm great. Good to have you on with us. You are a NFA member. Aren't you one of the original members of the NFA?
No, but I'm an early member.
Early member.
They started in 91. I joined in somewhere between 94 and 96.
And when you jumped in, you took a leadership role. You've been president of the organization. So you're part of that organization. And with 9 stores down in Houston, you have a pretty robust business, because most people know to be a member of the NFA, you have to be doing at least $10 million a year at retail. Tell us how business is doing.
I think business is difficult. I think business is challenging these days.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is I interviewed yesterday Vinny Virgo. He's just agreed to open 17 stores up in the New England area and upstate New York in the Big Bob's category. And one of the reasons that he's decided to do that is he thinks that right now the best place to be in the independent flooring area is on the value side. And you actually play on the better end goods or upper end side of the market. And obviously, you think you're probably on the better side of the business. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we're definitely a better goods dealer. We've always been a better goods dealer. There are a variety of reasons for that. I think first and foremost, the way I ended up into it is because I happen to have a keen appreciation for better goods. So it was very easy and very natural for me to get involved on that side. I like the stuff, and consequently, when you enjoy the stuff and you appreciate the value of it, it's not difficult to sell. I think there's an opportunity to be profitable and successful at every level in this business. So whether you're better goods or relatively inexpensive, what he's calling the value side, builder, commercial, whatever it is, I think if you have a good program, you can be successful in the business. But I don't at all think that it's necessarily enormously easier to be successful at what he calls the value end than at better goods. I think there's a large portion of the market there, and there are a lot of people playing in it, but I think there's problematic issues in being involved in that end of the business as well.
Mm-hmm. And some of those issues are, I guess, because you're going to run up against Empire Lumber, Liquidators, Home Centers. I mean, that's where they play too, right?
No, there's no question. I mean, you got to go head up against the Home Centers. That business is run not so much on true value, but the perception of value. So it's a question of who can make the most, you know, I hate to use the word outrageous in this case because it would be insulting to the people who are playing there, but basically when you start saying that you buy 20% and the rest is free, or all these other things are free on things that people obviously have to pay for, basically it's a perception of value business. You get into 100-year warranties, 5 lifetime warranties, whatever it is. People represent brand names that don't even exist as being manufacturers. The industry is full of that kind of stuff, but I think that kind of thing is principally done at the low end. So I think margins can be better at the low end, because when you're dealing with very inexpensive goods, I think it's not hard to achieve margin, but dollar volume contribution is challenged there. So we've been very successful over the years driving better goods, and there's value at every price point. So consequently, what we try to do is drive value in better goods. We're a very big Maslin and dealer and a Karastan dealer, and we also do quite a lot of hard surface and very high quality hard surface of all types. I think we're very competitive, but quality of the product is very good, and we try to deliver value there, and we've been successful at it for a lot of years.
Yeah. You know, I interviewed Tom Levi a couple weeks ago, and you're sounding a lot like him. He also is a Stainmaster flooring center, and I believe you also promote Stainmaster where you are. And he says that one of his biggest issues is these ridiculous warranties and the commoditization. I guess you two kind of stand on the same page, don't you?
I think usually when you start getting involved where everybody's offering 50-year warranty, 100-year warranties, all this other stuff, you almost take the warranty issue off the table. Because everybody's offering warranties that go out virtually forever. And quite frankly, most of those warranties aren't in the least bit credible. So then you get involved in the fine print. I always hate that kind of stuff in the business, because I think a lot of it is misleading and not totally honest. So I don't love it. You got guys who've been in business for, you mentioned Lumber Liquidators. I mean, they opened their first store in 96 and they're offering a 100-year warranty. Well, you know, where were they 100 years ago? Where were they 50 years ago? Hell, where were they 20 years ago? But they're offering 100-year warranties, and on what? Who's Bella Hardwood? I don't know. I don't mean to be necessarily knocking those people. That's just the nature of that game. What kind of image can you present on that sort of stuff, and what does that really mean? And the answer is, I don't know that it really means anything that's credible. I think it's mostly just something that you can persuade. I think that kind of thing is much more persuasive on the low end. I think it's what people want to hear, especially with value-oriented people on limited budgets. And I think sometimes they'll be persuaded to move very quickly on the basis of that kind of claim.
What does it take to be successful when you sell better-end goods?
Well, I think you need to understand the value of what you're offering and understand a product so that you can. There are people with money want something of quality, but they don't want to buy a $5 item for $10.
Mm-hmm.
They want to buy a $15 item for $10, but they don't want to really buy a $5 item. If you can show them why it's nicer and why they're going to enjoy it more, they're more than happy to pay that money. If they can see the difference in the quality of the product, I don't think it's difficult to persuade somebody of means to buy something that's suitable for their home.
Yeah.
So I think you need to have very good product knowledge. I think you need to understand the value of what you're offering. And by that, I also mean, if you have a salesperson who could never understand why anybody would want to put in carpet that costs $5 a foot in their home, they're not going to be successful for selling $5 a foot of carpet. If you got a guy who believes anybody who buys something more expensive than a Hyundai is just wasting their money, you don't put them in a Mercedes-Benz dealership. But I do think that if you understand the quality of those things, you understand what they'll deliver, both aesthetically and in a performance way and in every other way, in order to just for people to enjoy their living environment. I think better goods makes a lot of sense. And it's like everything else, though. You have to work hard.
Yeah. Well, and also if you understand the economics of gross margins, let's say that gross margins in the flooring business are between 28% and 35%, whatever they are. If you're selling better end goods, you'll have more gross margin dollars if you sell better goods, and you can put those dollars to work to advertise to bring in more store traffic, right?
Yeah. If you're selling a product that's $50 a yard, even if you give up 5 margin points, you're still going to make more money on the same size job as you will selling something at half the price.
Yeah.
So it's really the dollar volume contribution that's significantly enhanced by selling better goods. You can get away with the same margin selling much less footage or some kind of combination in terms of the way the formula works. But in any case, I do think that it's dollar volume contribution that's totally challenged at the low end. If you're selling laminate for 99 cents or 69 cents, how much laminate have you got to sell in order to make a living?
Right, exactly.
Quite a lot.
What percentage of your top-end revenue do you spend in advertising?
I would say it's probably about maybe 5% of sales.
Okay, that's a pretty big number since you're a big player in Houston. So,
yeah, I think you have to, and I do believe that it's really important to continue to advertise even in a difficult market. I think it's important to stay in front of the public and maintain a presence in that way. That way, I think we've got very good name recognition in this city, and I think we have a good reputation in this city. And I think part of that is we've been around a long time and we've got very visible stores, but I think another part of it is that we try to advertise on a fairly consistent, regular basis and create both a promotional and in an institutional way at the same time.
All right, great, Sam. Well, appreciate you spending time with us again. We've been talking to Sam Roberts, who operates 9 better-end good stores under the name of Roberts Carpets and Fine Floors in Houston, Texas. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.